Kings and Queens. I am a product of public school education. I am also a single mother of a very bright, smart, common sense having, critical thinking, guarded up, 17-year-old young man who knows the difference between propaganda and truth. And it wasn't because of me. He saw who I was, but God gave him the rest. And I thank God that he's like that. He graduated high school. They tried to take that away from him through remote learning by giving him the downgrade of education. He graduated, and thanks be to God, he's out. I am also an 8-year New York City Department of Education employee. And guess what? I turned my back on them because I refuse to be manipulated. I refuse to be a guinea pig. I refuse to be their petri dish. I will not wear a mask. I will not be tested. And you know what? We have the freedom to choose whether we want a vaccine or not. And I choose no. I have that right to choose no. And you know what? The man should be ashamed of himself. His mother should be ashamed of himself. Cuomo, his mother should be ashamed of herself for raising individuals that don't walk in the light to know America is a country of freedom. We are not slaves. They tried to pump the whole thing about CRT. Oh, we need to teach everyone about slavery. Guess what? Slavery's knocking on our door right now. We don't need CRT to teach us. We don't need that. What we need right now is our God-given rights to be pumped in these schools so that these kids know to stand up when someone's taking away their freedom. I speak all of this. I say all of this. I share my heart. I share my life. Every day, I don't care what has to happen. I heard people saying it in the crowd. I will die doing this because my son, I told my son I was going to a rally. And he said, Mom, you're doing this. You do this all the time. I said, you know why I'm doing it? It's for you so that my grandkids, when they're sitting on my lap, can know that this country had freedom, will continue to have freedom, and your grandkids are going to grow up with the freedoms that I had. Freedom to choose, freedom to breathe, freedom to live.
All right, that's how we're going to start the broadcast today. Something I found on the internet, don't know who she is, but you know, they're rising up in New York. And I'm just so excited that they're rising up in New York and you hearing little people. Oh God, there was hundreds of people there at this rally in New York City. And you ain't seen this stuff covered on the news. You ain't seen it. So I hope that you're, you know, looking to do the same where you're at. And if you have and you whatever, send me that video, send me that clip, because it's being censored on even social medias if you don't get kicked off social media. So this episode, so that's what that is. And I am reading, I'm going to go back to some of the books I have when it comes to your health and Chinese medicine. I've been reading a lot about Chinese medicine, and they call it medicine, but I have two books, and one of them, there's this Chinese herb tonics. And I'm going to read the first page because it actually doesn't say Chinese medicine. And I'll explain this a little bit. And we'll just talk a little bit about Chinese medicine. And then we're going to break off and I'm going to go to the one of the other books, The Miracle Food Cures. And we're going to talk about one little, some history and some things that are really aiding to the body. So Chinese tonic and herbs, the basics. The Chinese herbalism is a sophisticated, effective herbal system in the world. It's been used, what, forever. And then the Bible age talks about the herbs. So we're going to go back and forth. But the herbal system that emphasizes the promotion of health rather than eradication of a disease. Okay, so it's a promotion of health, as that's what they say in this book. Over several thousands of years, herbs have been used in Chinese herbal system. There's an elite group, they said, of 50 herbs known as the imperial herbs. These are traditional, used in the wisest and the wealthiest people in China. Most of these are found in the thousands of years in extraordinary health and enhancing health benefits. Furthermore, there have been found over centuries to use to have no negative side effects when used reasonably. So they may be taken continuously over a long period of time, if desired, yielding the accumulative benefits. These imperial Chinese tonics are not considered medicine, a medical use is the word. They are not used to treat nor prevent specific disease, but are used to promote the body's energy and your regulation of the body symphony of function as creating what Chinese called radiant health. I'm kind of fair praising a little bit of what I'm reading here in this book. But for an herb to be recognized as an imperial herb, it has to have been observed over a century to meet several qualifications. This herb must be believed to have profound general health promoting actions resulting in longer and better life. Second, it must be believed to affect the psychiatric or the help to improve one's state as well-being and happiness. Third, it must be extremely safe and abiding in the first rule of Chinese art of herbs, do no harm. Furthermore, there must be the herbs of this category that taste good, or at least good enough to be consumed for long periods of time. There are four categories of tonic herbs: energy tonics, blood tonics, the yin tonic, the yang tonic. And then I will go into more specific in those in time. But I thought I'd go over to that little brief section. And then we're going to go to this other one. This is herbs and things. And we're going to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about lemons. Why lemons? Because people lack the knowledge of a lemon. Now, you want a whole episode on lemon essential oil? I have that. You can go to my... I should look and tell you exactly which it is, but I'll just put it in the show notes so you can just click it. You can just click it if you want to learn more about lemon, particularly the essential oil. It's very different than the actual whole plant. So lemon has been known for centuries for its health. The pectin can be dejuiced. The pulp was used in treatment in intestinal disorders. And in plasma, for your plasma, they've been known. This is like the history of it. And the oil in the glands, that is the perfume, the lemonade, that is your things that your essential oils is for. Actually, it's helped with hiccups. Thought that's an interesting thing. The rind can be steeped in vinegar and rubbed on warts to help them heal. Interesting. Drinking lemon juice every day, there is a Ayurveda and Chinese medicine to drinking lemon juice in warm water every day. That is supposedly one of the best things you can do for your overall feeling of health. Also is good for antivirals. It can be helpful when you have a cough. Lemon applied locally to certain areas of the skin as a juice has sort of effects. Lemon juice you can actually color your hair with. Lemon essential oil too that will actually lighten your hair. So there's all these incredible benefits of adding lemon into your life. Lemon honey tincture mix boiled every night and sipped. Remember, ever have a hot toddy with lemon in it? A little alcohol? So as it explains, lemon juice was an aid for vitamin C and bioflavins. So it has a lot of C in it, B vitamins, and is just very good on that. Like if you're feeling your throat kind of not feeling so great, you can do one drop of lemon essential oil and some water and heat it up, and you can add a little lemon juice and honey and toss that down, and you're going to feel amazing on your throat. I have a whole episode on vitamin C, so I won't go into it. There's like more than one episode on vitamin C. Dried lemon powder sprinkled on wounds. That's what they used to do in the day, back in the day. Isn't that interesting? That is so interesting. I mean, if we've gone so far away from what nature and what was done so many years ago. And then we're going to go to the whole thing of like many other things that lemon do for you. But then next we're going to talk about mint and specifically lemon balm, if you've heard of lemon balm. But I found this really cool story in this other book. This is the Miracle Food Cures from the Bible. I don't even know. This is such a neat book. It's got so much history and information in it. Umsom Heroes, the mint family, is a miracle healing power, rosemary, lemon balm, all the mints. Lemon balm associated with long life and clear mind. I thought that was so interesting. An English man, John Hussey, who lived to be 116, drank lemon balm tea every day for 50 years. Remember what I said about lemon in your water every day and that there's longevity to it? That's what you hear and you research a lot more about that. And so rosemary is another mint that was used in Spain. But there was like so much history. So in 1235, Queen Elizabeth of Hungary fell in love when she was 72, crippled with rheumatism and gout. Rosemary was soaked in her wine for 4 days, applied to her legs, and helped her get back to her youthful feeling. And that is like something in history. So I thought that was like really interesting that we have stories like this of natural remedies that people used back in the day and helped them restore back to health. And you won't hear that in medical school or nursing school, guys. But interesting, I thought, little piece of history. There are a variety of 60 different variety of mints. Peppermint, spearmint, oh my gosh, lemon balm mint. There's 60, so I don't know them all. Oh, and I could tell you mint is so many good things. But mint and then lemon, you have an abundance of overall health when you're just adding nature's healing tonics to your body. So, and there was news-breaking discoveries within the scriptures written 3,000 years ago about plant and medicine. So this is what this whole book is about, and that's what I use as a reference every time I talk. And there's so much cool stuff in here. I just wanted that little story of that. Maybe we'll get into something specific. Well, I did have something else marked in here. Let me look. Vitamin oil that lowers cholesterol. You want me to read about that sometime? That's not the one I had marked, but I'll come back to it because I wanted to keep in the same genre. There wasn't a whole section on lemons. I have that in many other books, and I've talked a lot about lemon essential oil. I knew that there was a lot in Ayurveda medicine and about lemon, and lemon amazing also for the kidneys. So I thought this is going to be a short one with that little short video. And it's a video, and I don't even know how to share it in the show notes, so you can, hey, this kind of cool thing going on right now. Also to a little bit of, okay, so, you know, are you getting your, not lemonade, you know, from some store-bought thing, but actual lemons and making a lemon tonic and drinking good quality water with some lemon in it? Are you using your lemon essential oil, and how are you using it? I have peppermint right now on sore muscles, and I love it. Love it with the heating pad. Are you using your peppermint? Are you doing something that is going to benefit your body? Are you doing something for your health and your mind and your body and your soul? So I hope that this conversation and this short clip about Chinese herbs gets you excited about coming ahead, where I talk a little bit more about the Chinese medicine and I share with you a little bit more. I'm learning about the tonics. I'm learning about the Chinese herbs and a little bit about some things that you can just go buy at the grocery stores and why you should have it in your house all the time. This is supported in coming to you about lemons today.